This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This morning, we'll get the latest numbers on how much we're all borrowing, Federal Reserve numbers. Consumer credit last fall had jumped the most in two decades. As for reasons why, here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
Consumer debt first started rising during the pandemic because people felt comfortable borrowing money, thanks in large part to the strong job market. But later, inflation picked up, says Kathy Bosjancic, chief economist at Nationwide.
And that's making people, especially even just on non-discretionary items, lean more and use credit more to be able to make those purchases.
Consumer debt levels have not yet gotten to the point where they're a major concern, says Shannon Seery, an economist at Wells Fargo. She says that's because people's pay has been rising, too.
When we put it in the context of income, these debt burdens still are pretty manageable from a macro perspective.
But Seery says consumer debt is rising faster in certain parts of the economy.
So balances of borrowers under 30 and in your lowest income quintile, for example, are now above pre-pandemic levels in terms of credit card debt outstanding.
Seery says lower income groups are starting to see their wage gains slow down. That means their debt will become more of a burden. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.